let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargel and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, AncientHopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the AncientHopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the AncientHopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Father John and Danny. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio with Father John Wargel. Looking forward to today, Father John. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And, you know, it's that week in the summer, in July, that we have Vacation Bible School here at the church, right?
Yes, it is. And so, one little warning, one little caveat, in case you hear lots of children screaming in the background, that's not us.
It's, okay? It's beautiful background chatter.
Yes, absolutely. Talking about Pharaoh and Moses and a lot of kids screaming in the background.
Oh, that's
maybe,
right.
Maybe they're the Israelite kids. I don't know.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, well, today we got Pharaoh's hardened heart.
Yeah.
And I'll read part of this in Exodus 7, 3 through 5. Yahweh tells Moses, "But I will harden Pharaoh's heart. And though I multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, Pharaoh will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth my host, my people, the sons of Israel, by great acts of judgment. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh, that I am the Lord."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, and you know, it's really amazing. Once again, read this a lot of times. And every single time, I always thought to myself, man, they're doing some amazing things here. The signs, the quote-unquote magic that the Egyptians, that Pharaoh would have seen, and it didn't make him bat an eye, you know what I mean? But now I understand.
Actually, it makes him worse.
Yes. Well, God, though. It's God that's hardening his heart,
well,
right?
Well, you know, it's just not that simple.
Okay, so you see, there it is. I am a simple guy.
No.
So,
yeah,
so
if you look carefully at the text, okay, I often says, the word it used there in the Hebrew is chazak, okay? And it's in a verbal stem called the hifil, which means I will cause his heart to be hardened.
Okay, yeah.
So that really emphasizes the divine act on his will.
Yes.
Right? However, in like four places, it simply says, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened.
Okay.
And then in a number of places, I think it's after the seventh sign, it said that Pharaoh hardened his own heart.
Oh, okay. I just have to read more carefully.
Well, yeah, you know, because what we have here is Yahweh really, how should we say, respecting Pharaoh.
Okay.
He really is. He's respecting Pharaoh as he respects all of us.
Okay.
He takes all of us seriously. He takes our wills very seriously. Okay.
Yeah, so he doesn't want to do something that's just going to trample over the will.
Right, he's engaged with his will, just like he's engaged in our wills all the time.
Okay.
And he's always looking for, you know, a crack of light, okay,
yeah,
where we might just maybe be willing to give our wills by a free act of our will to Yahweh, to God, or to Jesus, right?
Yeah.
So that we can become in union with him in love, right? That's what he's always probing. So Yahweh is ultimate will, okay? In other words, what Yahweh wills is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yet, in a secondary way, he's given us real powers of choice.
Okay.
And there's always this dynamic going on between Yahweh and us.
Yeah. So unfortunately for me, it's like the Godfather or something where the guy says, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. So God's will is going to happen, but he's given us a chance. Okay.
I never thought of that.
Open yourself up to me.
Right. Okay. So there's a complex thing going on here.
Yeah.
Right?
Way more complicated than I am acknowledging. I mean, I hear you.
Right.
But it was easy for me to say, let's simplify this. It's just God. It's just God, you know, doing this. Yeah. Okay. So it's a mix, and God's trying not to overrule what Pharaoh really wants to do, but giving him a chance.
He's respecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's respecting. Okay. So this is all in the context of holy war. Okay.
Yes.
Mm. We talked about that in a previous post, right? Where Yahweh lies, right? Okay. It's a tactic in holy war. Same here. Hardening heart is a tactic in holy war, because what Yahweh wants his enemy to do is to make foolish tactical decisions. And if his heart is hardened, he's going to do dumb things.
Yes, right.
Okay.
He's just not going to see the best thing to do, the best way to go.
Right. So, you know, anybody who's fighting Yahweh's will is always losing. God doesn't want us to lose, right? He wants us to win.
Sure.
Because he's ultimate will.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have here is something that's associated also with the whole idea of signs and wonders.
Okay.
You would think that if someone saw magnificent signs and wonders that are wrought by Yahweh's hand, that it's a no-brainer. We'd all repent and say,
right,
Yahweh is Lord. God is, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But if you have a hardened heart, it goes the opposite way.
Yeah.
You know, we think, in our pride, just give me the empirical evidence. You know, so many of these atheists out there say, just prove it. Show me a miracle, right? I want to see it empirically, and I want to be able to touch it and see it and so on and so forth. That's so naive.
Yeah.
It really is. Because Scripture, this theme goes through deeply in Scripture. Okay, because the problem is that Yahweh is dealing with hardened hearts.
Mm.
And when he shows his signs and wonders, the heart gets even more and more hardened.
Yeah, yeah. So it does go the opposite. As soon as you think that there's going to be a change of heart, it just gets worse.
Right, yeah. Right. So our hearts are not, hanging on empirical evidence at all, okay? What it is that you want to be God, okay?
Oh, of course.
You want your will to be ultimate will, which it cannot be.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Father John Wardle and Danny Gallagher. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Father John and Danny.
So our hearts are not, hanging on empirical evidence at all, okay? What it is that you want to be God, okay?
Oh, of course.
You want your will to be ultimate will, which it cannot be. Okay, because only God has ultimate will, right?
Yeah.
And that's living in a myth. But we'll fight God to the end no matter what kind of miracles we see.
Right.
Okay. So this is the parade example in the Old Testament of the paradox, okay? The greater the splendor and the wonders of what God shows, when it comes up against a hardened will, it will not convert it.
Yeah.
Okay. We see that in the children of Israel in the wilderness, who see all these miracles and stuff like that, and they're still complaining all the time, right?
Right. And even later, in the Bible when Jesus is doing work and miracles and things like that. And people say, yeah, we heard all about that, but we want to see you do some stuff right now.
That's right. I mean, Mark, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's very, very, very clear, you know, that Jesus wasn't able to do miracles in Capernaum, in his home or hometown. I can't remember exactly where.
Yeah.
Because our hearts were hardened. Mm-hmm. It's not that Jesus couldn't do miracles.
Right.
Okay. It did say, except for a few healings here and there, right? It's that Jesus knew that if he did that, that their hearts would be hardened even more.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exactly
and,
what
and the whole thing underlies the Gospel of John.
Mm.
The whole Gospel of John really is built upon this problem. And so John just picks seven signs. And the last sign is actually the crucifixion of Christ, right?
Yeah.
Because at the beginning of the gospel, it said that Jesus couldn't entrust himself to these people because whenever he did signs, they just, you know, they would just harden up, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he picks seven particular signs to set up the dialogues that explains the signs and how these signs become entryway into divine life and truth.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And at the end, it says many other signs, okay, blah, blah, blah,
right.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
And then finally, at the climax, we've got Thomas, who says, I'm not going to believe unless
right.
I'm Jesus. Okay. And so Jesus shows him the signs and he touches them. What does he do? Because he didn't really have a hardened heart.
Right.
He's just in a funk, right?
Yeah.
right.
Like I am a lot of times.
Yeah, right. He falls, my Lord and my God. And what does Jesus say? You know, blessed are those who believe without seeing.
Yeah.
So this whole business of the hardened heart and wills and stuff is so fundamental.
Yeah. And faith.
To biblical
too, yeah.
theology,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's what we are coming up with here, okay? So, you know, with a heart that's searching and looking for God in humility, even if you might be in a funk like Thomas, these miracles will work and help spiral us upward, okay? Because it's fundamentally important that Jesus did miracles.
Yep.
Okay? It authenticates his word and who he is, right? But when it goes up against a hardened heart, like the Pharisees and what have you, and Pharaoh, and quite frankly, Israel throughout its history, these miracles will cause the hardened heart to spiral downward, mm-hmm. right, into the abyss. Okay, so getting on with our story here, the hardened heart serves another purpose, and that is he wants to prolong the battle.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, he could zap Pharaoh right off the bat, and that would have been it, right?
Yeah, right.
But he didn't. Okay.
Yeah, so why is that?
He just kept it going,
Yes, yeah.
Because he wanted, God's in the drama, okay?
Yeah.
He wants to build this whole thing up to a climax, right?
And is he doing that just because he really wants the Israelites to see something incredible, to know that he is God.
To know that he is God.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
huge. And not just the Israelites, but the Egyptians
everybody.
Themselves.
Yes, sure.
And so in a sense, this whole thing is a grace, okay?
Mm.
And even at the end of it all, Pharaoh asked for Moses' blessing, which seems so out of character.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right? And it is out of character, right? Because in the end, Pharaoh never really repents, but he chases him into the Red Sea,
mm-hmm.
right? And wants to destroy him. Instead, God wanted to lure his enemies into the watery deep and then, destroy them by the waters of chaos.
Yeah.
He destroys chaos by chaos, right?
Mm-hmm.
This unleashing chaos. Because God's so sovereign that he uses chaos to defeat his enemies, okay? And so in a way, he wants to prove to the whole world, and he does. I mean, this story is so embedded into the psyche of humanity.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody knows. I mean, that's the thing is, even people who don't read the Bible, they know the story. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we have here an important point, and that is God respects our wills. And he really doesn't want to overpower them, okay? In fact, he never does.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always just, wants to be invited in freely by our wills.
Yeah.
And if we don't, and we lock it up, and we're fighting against him, well, then God just sort of gives us over to our own hardness of heart and into a deeper hardening.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is pretty amazing, though. So often I get myself into this situation, you know, where I don't want to give up the things that I want.
Right.
And I have such trouble sort of handing over those weaknesses, you know, things that make me the person that I am on the bad side and don't draw me toward God. I have a lot of trouble just giving up those things and giving them over to God, I think.
It is a terrific struggle for every one of us, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, in a way, you can almost look at, compare, or, you know, the metaphors here. We talked about Moses' uncircumcised lips, right?
Right.
And here we have Pharaoh's hardened heart. And then later in the scripture, it talks about an uncircumcised heart.
Oh.
Where the metaphors come together.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to really guard our hearts, right? And make us open to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to do the hard work of submitting our weaknesses to the Lord instead of being hardened by them, you know, embarrassed by them and being angry and so on and so forth. And this is all a part of uniting our wills in love and making ourselves vulnerable to God, saying, you know, wow, you know, this is me,
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing, instead of being hardened.
Yes.
I don't know Latin very much. I try to work on it, but on my bathroom mirror, I put this, Ecce venio ut facium Deus voluntatum tuam. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And I look at that every morning and every night, which is the beautiful words, behold, I've come to do your will, O Lord, right?
Uh-huh. Wow.
So we have to have that. I mean, that's it. That's just the fundamental thing about life.
That's a great thing to have in front of your eyes every day,
right?
Multiple times a day.
Yeah. So anyways, there we go. There we have it.
So Pharaoh's hardened heart.
It
was great because I learned so much about this this part of the story. Makes a lot more sense now with Pharaoh and what God was really ultimately trying to do.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks so much for coming in.
Okay.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. The Deep Dive into Scripture podcast theme music is Epic Trailer by Scott Holmes, sourced from scottholmesmusic.com using a Creative Commons license. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple or Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.